Welcome in, high school basketball fans, to another exciting season of live George Ranch High School women's varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. Head coach Shalisha Pierce has a potent mix of upperclassmen and newcomers that has already established itself as a team that will contend for the top spot in District 23-6A and that will bring home a championship trophy to the ranch. Now, let's go out to the gym and join Tom Tirando and the rest of the GRHS iRadio crew for today's women's varsity basketball game.
All right, thanks, Michelle. Welcome in, everybody. I'm Tom Tirando, and this is women's basketball from George Ranch High School. And you can probably tell by the ovation here that the JV game just ended. It ended on a three-pointer, and George Ranch lost by one. When the fourth quarter began, the JV team was down by 14 points, fought back all the way, and this last second shot we just told you about finally put an end to it, but brought George Ranch to within one. They lost 35-34. The Katy Tigers are here. They come in with a 6-4 record. 6-4 record for the homestanding Lady Longhorns of George Ranch High School. We'll talk about both teams along the way. We can tell you that other than their mirror image records, both teams are physical teams. And you'll hear Coach Pierce in our game day interview in a little bit talk about how athletic the Katy Tigers are. Their club, her club, is the same. They got strong guard play, do the Katy Tigers, and so does George Ranch. So these teams are evenly matched, records notwithstanding. Their personnel and their style of play is almost exactly the same. We'll take a break here. When we come back, we'll have our game day interview with Coach Pierce. But for now, you're listening to live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Honey, isn't it amazing?
What?
The sacrifice, the dedication, the grit. I mean, they really set an example, don't they?
Oh, well, no question. Today's high school athletes are truly special.
Not the athletes.
Well, who?
The officials.
Oh.
Today's student athletes are truly special, but there's something pretty great about the men and women who officiate their games, too, like the way they're giving back to their communities. Officiating is a terrific way to stay in shape, meet new people, and stay connected to the game you love. But the biggest reason of all? We need more qualified high school officials here in Texas. And without them, the rest of us would have a whole lot less to cheer about. High school games need officials. High school sports need you.
Great call, Ralph.
Yeah.
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports at ESPN 3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
All right, back at George Ranch High School, awaiting the tip-off. The Lady Longhorns and the Tigers from Katy High School. I think I tweeted out a couple times that student broadcaster Aiden McGee would be joining me tonight, but the word student in student broadcaster means that homework, test prep, and those kind of things come first. And so he's got all of that and more. And so he won't be joining me tonight. But he did such a good job last week. We are going to miss him here this evening, and hopefully he'll be back when the Lady Longhorns are back here at George Ranch High School. As promised, we have our game day interview with Coach Pierce. Here we go.
Coach Alicia Pierce is here before the Katy game, but let's talk about the game we did a week ago where you had Clear Springs here, and you lost one in overtime, 52-50. That game was nip and tuck all the way through.
Like I said, I think the girls responded well when we got down, came back, fought hard. I think we had our opportunities, you know, but those things, like I said, they'll get better as the season goes. They'll handle those situations a little bit better. So it's good that we have the close ones early so that, you know, end of the season, we know exactly what to expect and exactly how to handle it.
Yeah, they scored 4 of their 7 points at the free throw line. We got a couple baskets, a three-pointer and a regular basket, but had opportunities at the free throw line in regulation.
Yeah, I think we were like 2 of 6 in overtime. And then we had a couple of layup opportunities that just didn't fall. So, like I said, we put the girls in situations. I think that, you know, hindsight, they're like, these are the things we need to focus on. These are the things I need to make sure I handle better, because some of those things were just focus points. They're not, it wasn't really like making a play or anything like that, like things that they work on daily. So, again, it's good that we see that early so that we don't have those same instances come the latter part of the season. Because I think last year, was it, we had 3 games where it was a last-minute bucket, and we lost at the last-minute bucket. So we just got to handle those end-of-the-game situations better.
All right, so fast forward, in the interim, you beat Clear Lake, and now you got the Katy Tigers here this evening. What do you know about them?
They're athletic, as always. They always have really strong guards. The thing about Katy kids, they play together the entire year. AAU, they have a really good program that feeds into their high school system. So they're going to be systematic. They're going to handle the ball where they're going to be patient. We've just got to be aggressive. And I think if we're aggressive, we'll do our job as far as frustrating them early on in the game. But we scrimmaged them earlier this year. I think they were down a few players of volleyball, but we got a good look at what they attempt to run. So,
what does the field look like for the tournament this weekend?
You know, it's going to be tough. We're playing a lot of the teams that we play close games with. I think we matched up with Baylor first at 1:30, and you know, they've had a good season so far. I think they've won, you know, seven. I think they're 7-2. So, you know, it's good competition all the way around. So if we come and if we play hard, hopefully we'll end up in the gold bracket and we should take the championship home. But that means that all of us have to show up. All of us have to show up.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Y'all! Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Question. When you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies here in Texas, who do you meet? Answer. Men and women who play high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Question. So where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer. High school sports.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Thank you, ladies. Welcome back to George Ranch High School and our live coverage of Lady Longhorns basketball on GRHS iRadio. Let's bring you up to date on the teams. First, the visiting Katy Tigers. They play in District 19, 6A. Tompkins is on top of that district at 7-4. 6-4 Katy in second place. Morton Ranch 4-3. Katy Taylor and Cinco Ranch at 5-4. 2-7 Maid Creek and 0-8 Seven Lakes rounds out the field in 19-6A. The Katy Tigers opened their season with a loss to Dickinson on November 8th. Picked up a win in their next game against Kempner. They beat Kempner 52-33 and then went on a two-game losing streak until they picked up four straight wins, a loss. They won last week against Cypress Lakes 42-39. That is their 6-4 record, and that brings us up to date on the Katy Tigers. Other games tonight in 19-6A, Aleve Taylor at Seven Lakes, Katy Taylor at Elsick, and Barbers Hill at Cinco Ranch. All of those games, like ours, tip off at 7 o'clock. In 23-6A, Aleve Hastings on top of that list at 7-4. 6-4, George Ranch. 5-3, Taylor. Dawson at 8-6. 3-7, Pearland. 1-6, Brazoswood. And 0-6 for Elsick. That's the rundown of 23-6A. Other games tonight in 23-6A. As we mentioned, Taylor at Seven Lakes, and then Ridgepoint at Dawson. 6-3 Ridgepoint at Pearland. Dawson at 8-6. Again, those games tip off just like this one at 7 o'clock. Waiting for starting lineups. And we have those, and so we'll... I think we'll have the national anthem first, and then after that, we will give you the starting lineups. Ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem. As our public address announcer gives the starting lineups, we will give them to you. They weren't provided before we went on the air, so we'll do that. 5 foot junior, Sasha Fernandez. 5 foot five junior, Asia May. Aubrey Rittenhauer, 5'6". Senior Joy Jaggetti. And the fifth one, a senior, Alana Thompson. Alana at 5'6". So the starting five for Shanna Marhoffer's Katy Tigers: Sasha Fernandez, Asia May, Alana Thompson, Aubrey Rittenhauer, and Joy Jaggetti.
Number 22, junior guard, Jasmine Howard. number 23, senior guard Tiffany Hinojosa. And now for your starting lineup.
And here's the starting lineup for George Ranch. It's a familiar one to you Longhorns fans. 5'5 senior Jaden Dunn.
Starting at guard, 5'9, junior number 2.
Junior, 5'9, Amelian Fowler.
Starting at guard, 5' sophomore.
5' sophomore, Savannah Velasquez.
Starting at forward, 6', senior number 11, Izzy Little.
And 5'11 senior, Izzy Little. And 5'9 junior, Gabby Owen. It'll be Jaden Dunn, Amelian Fowler, Savannah Velasquez, Izzy Little, and Gabby Owens, the starting five for Shalisha Pierce's George Ranch Lady Longhorns. As we said at the top of the show, both clubs are 6-4. George Ranch won their last game against Clear Lake, 57-39. And Katie was a winner over Cypress Lakes a week ago, 42-39. So both clubs with a little bit of momentum coming into this one. As we talked about with Coach Pierce, they had an interim game, that Clear Lake game we talked about last time we broadcast, right here from George Ranch. They lost that overtime game to the Clear Falls Knights, 52-50. We're ready for a brand new ball game here. It's the Katy Tigers and George Ranch. Amelian Fowler will jump it up with Alana Thompson. Ball is in the air, and we are on our way. Katy Tigers take the jump. Out top to Thompson. Thompson looking down low. Good defense out front by Amelian Fowler. Over to Asia May. May gives way to Aubrey Ridenour. Now back to May. Drives on the basket. No good. Put it up too hard. A second shot put up by Joy Jaggetti. And that ball is also put up too hard. I think she expected a block. And the ball finally went out of bounds. First turnover of the night goes to the Katy Tigers. To Izzy Little. Way out top to Jaden Dunn, who was underneath the basket. A good, hard bounce pass. Jaden Dunn could not handle it before it went out of bounds. Both teams now with a turnover. Again, out top is Sasha Fernandez. Fernandez has the ball stripped away into the hands of Jaden Dunn. Dunn on the right side. Out top to Izzy Little. She has that ball knocked away into the hands of Velasquez. Velasquez down low to Gabby Owens, who puts it up with the left hand too hard over the basket. And out of bounds, it'll be awarded back to George Ranch. Good pass by Savannah Velasquez to Gabby Owens, who couldn't convert. And the ball is inbound now. Out top to Velasquez in the corner to Fowler. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Air ball. And underneath to Gabby Owens, who lays it up and in. Longhorns on the board first. It's 2-0. 6:36 left in the first quarter. Dish pass to Alana Thompson. And she hands it off football style to Fernandez here in the corner to Asia May. Longhorns moving right to left across your radio dial here tonight. And while we were saying that, Katy commits her third turnover of the evening. Out top to the junior, Izzy Little. Little runs a little route. Gives it to Owens. Back to Little. Back out top to Velasquez in the corner. Jaden Dunn, three-pointer, is on the way and good. Jaden Dunn with the three-pointer. 5-0. Longhorns lead it early here at George Ranch. Sasha Fernandez looks here in the corner and turns around. Gives it off to Alana Thompson. Thompson to Joy Jaggetti. And Jaggetti has that ball go off her leg and out of bounds. Fourth turnover now for the Tigers. Jaden Dunn drifts towards the right side. Good strong pass to Velasquez. Velasquez finds Dunn in the corner. Three-pointer from the other side. No good. Fight for the rebound by Izzy Little. And Little loses it out of bounds. And she was trying to protect the basketball from Joy Jaggetti. Into Aubrey Rittenauer. Rittenauer out top to Thompson. Thompson at the free throw line. Now off to Asia May. Drives on the basket. No good. Off the front of the iron. Rebound. Gabby Owens. Ball ahead to Emilian Fowler. Fowler has that ball knocked away. Third turnover for George Ranch. Alana Thompson gives it to Asia May, who lays it up and in. Katie Tigers are on the board with the lay-in by Asia May. 4:47 left in the first quarter. Shot put up from the corner. No good. Rebound by Izzy Little. Trying to get a vantage point here. Izzy Little. And she is fouled. Foul whistled against Rittenauer. Her first at the free throw line. Izzy Little. First one is up and good for Izzy Little. She's a 67% free throw shooter. Checking in for George Ranch, Rachel Okoye. And checking out for the Longhorns. Let's see. We'll pick that up in a second. Izzy Little hits the second of her free throws. It's 7-2, George Ranch. I think she checked in for Emilian Fowler. Drive on the basket by Thompson. No good. Rebound by Gabby Owens. The outlet pass to Jaden Dunn. Dunn drives on the right side, slips and falls, loses control of the basketball into the hands of the Tigers. Sasha Fernandez with the three-pointer. No good. And a good save of the basketball by Savannah Velasquez, but not good enough. Apparently she stepped on the line right in front of us here at George Ranch. So Katie will have the basketball back. The inbound to Rittenauer. And she loses control. Boy, I sure didn't see what the change of possession was about. George Ranch with the basketball. Five turnovers for the Tigers. Five for George Ranch. Lay-in attempt by Owens. No good. Ball bounces around on the rim. Rebound. Aubrey Rittenauer. Ahead to Asia May. May with the running jump shot. No good. And again, one of the Longhorns tries to save the basketball. This time it was Jaden Dunn. And they said she stepped the line as well. Jada Howard, Jasmine Howard, the twins in for George Ranch. Also, Bella Guyman will inbound. She gets it in to Simone Leverett. She's also a new face in the lineup for the Katy Tigers. Out top to Alana Thompson. Thompson gives it off to Emma Ortega. Ortega back to Thompson. She drives on Okoye. Can't put up a shot. Now in the lane, driving on the basket, Emma Ortega. And a foul over the back by Gabby Owens, her first. Apparently not a shooting foul. Tigers will inbound. Thompson does that. Ball in to Emma Ortega. Back to Thompson from the corner. That ball hit near the top of the backboard and into the hands of Jasmine Howard. Howard on to the right side. She's double and then triple teamed. Loses control of the basketball into the hands of Guymon. Guymon to Ortega. She drives on the basket and a foul whistled inside. And again, it's Gabby Owens, her second. Still 7-2, George Ranch, 2:54 left in the first quarter. Amelian Fowler checks in, and Darcy Swanson in for the Tigers. Swanson replaces Emma Ortega. And I'll catch George Ranch's lineup here in just a second. Shot from the wing is no good. Into the hands of Savannah Velasquez. Drives on the left side. Has that ball partially blocked into the hands of the Tigers. Seven turnovers for George Ranch. Alana Thompson drives on the basket at this end. And that ball is off the mark and out of bounds. Jaden Dunn checks in. And she'll give a breather to Savannah Velasquez. No, Velasquez stays in, and out comes Jasmine Howard. So it's Jaden Dunn, Velasquez, Okoye, Howard, and Amelian Fowler in the lineup for George Ranch. Out top to Rachel Okoye. Okoye to Savannah Velasquez on the right side. Velasquez dogged over there by Guymon. To Jaden Dunn. Dunn to Velasquez. It goes through her arms and out of bounds. Longhorns want to cut down on those turnovers. That's eight. With 2 minutes left in the first quarter, Tigers have five. Here comes Bella Guymon, the right-hand dribble. Now she crosses over to the left. Ball stolen away by Rachel Okoye. Guymon tried to pass it, and it went right into the hands of Okoye, and she lays it up and in at the opposite end. 9-2, George Ranch. Inside 2 minutes to play. Guymon, again, big dog, way out top by Velasquez. And again, a turnover. And Amelian Fowler had that one go off her foot. And so instead of it being a steal, it went off her foot, and so it'll go back into the hands of the Tigers on the opposite side of the court. Tigers finally get it in. Darcy Swanson with the basketball back to Thompson. Thompson drifts over here to the near side and gives it off to Joy Jaggetti. Jaggetti back to Alana Thompson. 1:25 left in the first quarter. Longhorns by seven. Thompson drives on the basket. Running shot is no good. Off the iron. Rebound by Fowler. Fowler ahead to Jada Howard. And Jada traveled. This is no excuse, but I called the wrong twin in and out of the game. Jada Howard is in. Her sister Jasmine is out for the moment for George Ranch. All right. Bella Guymon, the junior. Gives way to Joy Jaggetti at the top of the key. There's a tie-up for the basketball between Jaggetti and George Ranch. And apparently the Longhorns came away with it. They will inbound at the far side. Turnover number six for the Tigers. Into the corner to Fowler. Off her hands. And into the hands of the Tigers momentarily. Back to George Ranch. Now Jaden Dunn has it on the right side. She kind of drifts backwards to call a play. Down low to Fowler. Fowler tries to dish one up on the left side. And she's fouled. Foul whistled against Aubrey Ridenour. Her second. At the free throw line is Amelian Fowler. She averages 9 points a game, 38% free throw shooter at the line for the Lady Longhorns. First one is up and good. Heard Coach Pierce talk about free throws, doing them in the overtime loss here a week ago. So far, George Ranch is off to a good start from the free throw line. 4 for 4, 2 by Fowler, 2 by Izzy Little. It's 11-2, George Ranch. Inbound to Sasha Fernandez back in the ballgame. Fernandez drifts to this side. Goes in, and a good block by Jada Howard. Jada Howard at 6 foot. In came Sasha Fernandez at 4 foot, or 5 foot rather. And that one was stuffed back, and the award goes to the Tigers. Three-pointer on its way from Aubrey Ridenour, and that's no good. Rebound, Izzy Little. Little to Fowler. Fowler down low to Fernandez. Or Velasquez, rather. And there is a foul called against number 15, Riley Severn. Inbound to Howard, back to Emilian Fowler. 17 seconds left in the first quarter. Out top, Izzy Little. Longhorns will hold for the last shot. In the corner to Fowler. Fowler out top to Velasquez. Velasquez, let's see if she can get a shot off. In the corner to Jayden Dunn, who catches it and shoots it at the same time off the side of the backboard. And the first quarter is in the books here at George Ranch. Longhorns 11, Katy Tigers 2. We'll be right back with second quarter action from George Ranch.
Question. When you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies here in Texas, who do you meet? Answer, men and women who play high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Question, so where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer, high school sports.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, back at George Ranch High School, Lady Longhorns lead by 9, 11-2. Scoring like this, 3 points on a three-pointer by Jayden Dunn, and then 2 points apiece for Fowler, Rachel Okoye, Izzy Little, and Gabby Owens. On the other side of my scorebook, Asia May with a basket for the Tigers. George Ranch inbounds, and we start the second quarter. We're glad you joined us tonight on GRHSI Radio. Live coverage of Longhorns basketball from George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas. And a little jump shot by Savannah Velasquez inside the lane. Longhorns lead by 11 now, 13-2. To Thompson out top. Thompson floats one down to the basket to Joy Jaggetti. And Jaggetti couldn't handle it. Tried to put up the shot, and it was partially blocked, and then the ball went off of her and out of bounds. That is turnover number 7 now for the Tigers. Longhorns finished the first quarter with 9. Jayden Dunn way out top on the right side to Fowler. Almost has it stolen away. Longhorns keep the ball. Dizzy Little, left-hand jump shot, no good. Cleared off the boards by Jada Howard. Thrown out top to Jayden Dunn. Dunn makes a good effort to save the ball from going out of bounds. And then it goes into the hands of the Tigers. And a foul is whistled in all of that against Jada Howard, her first. lot of activity over there on the sidelines. Jaden Dunn was balanced on one foot trying to save the ball. She did save it inbounds, but then it went to a Katie Tiger, and everything went from there. Three-pointer on its way and good from Aubrey Ridenour. 13-5, George Ranch by 8. To Velasquez, left-hand dribble, now the crossover in the corner to Dunn. Dunn sized up that shot and then went towards the basket. Now driving, trying to get it inside, and ball stolen away. 10th turnover for George Ranch. Here come the Lady Tigers to Thompson. Back out top to Sasha Fernandez. In the corner to Asia May. Jump shot off the iron. Rebound by Emilian Fowler. Fowler gets it across midcourt and then promptly throws it into the hands of one of the Tigers. Ahead to Alana Thompson, who lays it up and in. Alana Thompson with her first couple points of the night. Lead split down the middle now. 13-7. George Ranch. And there's a little officials timeout. And one of the Katy Tigers, Asia May, goes to the bench. She's replaced on the court by Simone Leverett. And we're underway again to Emilian Fowler. Fowler drives the baseline, puts one up over the rim into the hands of Alana Thompson. Thompson takes it herself, and it's stolen away by Velasquez, who lays it up and in on the left side. Savannah Velasquez with 4 points all in this quarter, and the Longhorns lead 15-7. Three-pointer on its way now from Ridenour. No good. Rebound. Howard, and a foul whistled against Alana Thompson. She tried to reach in and take the ball away from Howard. .516 left before halftime. Longhorns lead it 15-7. Izzy Little will trigger the inbound. She does that to Savannah Velasquez. Velasquez drifts towards the left side now to Jaden Dunn. Dunn, jump shot from three-point area. No good. And the rebound in the opposite corner to Velasquez. Her shot is off the iron into the hands of Sasha Fernandez. She tries to find a teammate. The ball goes out of bounds, and we'll see. Both officials were a little bit confused, and now they award it to George Ranch. So that'll be turnover number 9 for the Tigers. To Izzy Little. Little to Fowler in the left corner. Fowler dribbles a couple times. Now out top to Velasquez. Savannah Velasquez, a sophomore, averaging 12 points a game. To Jaden Dunn, far corner, three-pointer on its way, and that is good again. 6 points for Jaden Dunn, 2 three-pointers so far on the night. It's 18-7, lead back up to 11, stolen away by Emilian Fowler. She drives on the basket, gives it Jaden Dunn, no good. Fowler tries to rebound. She has it slapped out of her hands and out of bounds. Longhorns will inbound under their own basket. Here comes Rachel Okoye into the lineup. Izzy Little will get a breather now. Fowler is out as well. Jasmine Howard replaces her. To Okoye. She drives the lane and whistled for traveling. And the Longhorns only have, oh no, now they have 5 on the court. Looked like they only had 4 players on the court here. That was turnover number 12 on the travel. And a reach-in foul committed on the drive by Savannah Velasquez. That's her first. Inbound right in front of the Longhorns bench by Alana Patterson. And as the Tigers tried to inbound, in came Bella Guymon to get the pass, and she went over the top of one of the Longhorns and committed the foul. That's her first on the night. Into the corner to Rachel Okoye. Now Okoye dribbles out top, tries to get it inside, has it taken away, and now Velazquez takes it away from the Tigers. Into the corner to Jaden Dunn, off Jaden's hands and out of bounds. Well, all of a sudden, a spate of turnovers by both clubs. Longhorns now with 14 and 12 by the Tigers. 3:37 left before halftime. It's 18-7. Longhorns by 11. Their biggest lead of the night is 11. Driving on the basket is Alana Thompson. No good on the layup. Cleared off the boards by Okoye. Okoye out top to Jaden Dunn. Dunn with a backwards dribble so she can get a better view of the court. Now into the corner to Okoye. Down low to Savannah Velazquez. She lays it up and in. She's got 6 points. And the Longhorns, with their biggest lead now, 13 points, it's 20-7. Take a quick break. When we come back, more basketball from George Ranch. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Texas. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, back at George Ranch. If you missed this, the Longhorns in the JV game lost 35-34, but the note is that they were down by as much as 14 in the early parts of the fourth quarter, fought back, took a last-minute three-pointer, which went in by the Longhorns, but they lost by one, 35-34. Out top to Alana Thompson. Thompson, guarded out there by Okoye, shakes her, drives it in on the left side, lays it up and in. Alana Thompson with 4 points. 20-9, George Ranch by 11 again. And a turnover committed by the Longhorns. That's 15 on the night. 12 for the Katy Tigers. It certainly looked from this vantage point that she was kind of pushed, but nonetheless called for the turnover. Ball went off the foot of Jaden Dunn and out of bounds, so the Tigers will inbound under their own basket. Alana Thompson will do that. Maybe an issue with the clock. Shanna Marhofer talking to one of the referees, and they keep pointing at the clock and pointing at the scoreboard. The one I'm facing seems to be working correctly. Maybe the one over my shoulder is not. But play continues now. To Sasha Fernandez. Fernandez, three-pointer is no good. Off the back iron. Scramble for the basketball. And again, one of the Longhorns did a good job as Rachel Okoye actually put the ball behind her back and kept it in bounds. But referee said she stepped on the baseline. So the ball out of bounds. Now stolen away by Dunn. Dunn drives the left side and she's fouled. Foul whistled against Sasha Fernandez, her first. Jaden Dunn at the free throw line. 67% free throw shooter, averaging 9 points a game, has six so far on 2 3-pointers. Couple dribbles, ball on its way, and it kind of rolls off the right side of the rim. She'll get another shot. Rachel Okoye checks out, and Emilian Fowler is back in. It's Jaden Dunn, Fowler, Velasquez, Jada Howard, and Izzy Little. Second free throw is good by Jaden Dunn. 21-9, Longhorns by 12. Biggest lead of the night was 13. That lasted for just about 10, 15 seconds before the Tigers scored. Cross court, shot on its way by Fernandez. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Velasquez. Velasquez drives on the left side, too hard. Off the backboard, into the hand of the Tigers and Alana Thompson. Thompson to Fernandez. Fernandez tries to get it down low to Jaggetti, and she can't do that. It's stolen away by Emilian Fowler, and then Fowler is fouled by Jaggetti. Again, seems to be some confusion, but the Longhorns are in the bonus, and so Emilian Fowler down at the other end shooting a 1-on-1. Emilian with 2 free throws in the first quarter. Third one on its way off the front iron, no good. Rebound, Katie Tigers, and Bella Guyman with the basketball. Here in the corner to Simone Leverett. Out top to Alana Thompson. Three-pointer on its way. No good. Big, strong rebound by Emilian Fowler to Savannah Velasquez. Velasquez in the corner to Jaden Dunn. And now Velasquez whistled for a travel. Sixteen turnovers, George Ranch. 14 for the Tigers. 1:19 left before halftime. Longhorns by 12. Over on the far side to Leverett. Leverett throws to Bella Guyman, and it's off her leg and out of bounds. Both coaches are going to talk to their charge about turnovers. You can bet that'll happen after we play this final minute before halftime. When they get into the locker room, that'll be on the mind of both coaches. Ball stolen away from the Longhorns. Another turnover for George Ranch. That's 8 this quarter and 17 for the game. Into the corner here to Ridenhour. Her shot up off the rim. No good. Rebound. Savannah Velasquez. Velasquez. Little turnaround move on the lay-in, and that is good by Savannah Velasquez. She averages 12 points a game. She's got 8 here in the second quarter. 23-9, biggest lead of the night now for George Ranch at 14. And a foul whistled against Jaden Dunn. Trying to poke the ball away from Bella Guyman, and got more of Bella than she did of the ball. All right, on the far side to Leverett. Leverett in the corner to Thompson. Three-pointer on the way. Air ball rebounded underneath by Aubrey Ridenhour. And a jump ball is called. Savannah Velasquez tied up Ridenhour. But the award goes to the Tigers. And we'll check that. Riley Severn was the player tied up by Savannah Velasquez. Alana Thompson will trigger the inbound, does that, gets it to Ridenhour, puts it up and in. 5 points for Aubrey. 2 seconds left, 3-pointer on its way, and that one rims around and comes out. Longhorns 23, Katy Tigers 11. It's halftime here at George Ranch. We'll take a commercial break or two or three, and we'll meet you right back here, talk about the first half scoring, and get you ready for the third quarter. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
You're listening live to George Ranch High School Sports on GRHS iRadio. We win at the ranch.
When it comes to taking care of your oral health issues, you need a team of exceptional dentists as your partner. In the Sugar Land area, your partner is the skilled team of dentists at Harrell Dentistry. Dr. Tyson Harrell, Dr. Mary Harrell, and Dr. Katie Davis each specialize in a different area of dentistry practice and will make sure that every visit to their state-of-the-art facility is a relaxing one. To make an appointment, call 281-937-1671 or contact the Harrell Dentistry team by email at harrelldentistry@att.net. That's Harrell Dentistry on Crab River Road in Richmond.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. We live every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives.
Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation.
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
All right, you can order that George Ranch High School 2020 10th Anniversary Yearbook at Balfour.com, Balfour.com. Search for George Ranch High School. You can order the book, all sorts of accessories. If you're the parent of a senior at George Ranch High School, you can also order a senior tribute ad. That is also available, and you can do that online. Far as getting that book exactly the way you want it. The book, the accessories, if you're the parent of a senior, you can put a senior tribute ad into the 2020 10th Anniversary Yearbook. I know what I'm talking about this year, because that yearbook is one of the things I'm in charge of at George Ranch, and my staff is working very hard on that 240-page yearbook. It is going to be a special book. Our theme is Full Circle. You'll have to see the cover. You can find the cover on Balfour.com. I think they have a picture of our cover, Balfour.com. Take a look at that. Order your yearbook. If you are a student at George Ranch and need a order blank, an order form, you can come by my room. It's number 1419 at the high school and pick that up and order it that way. All right, Longhorns lead by 12, 23-11. The lead has been as high as 14 momentarily, but has been in the 11 to 12 or 13 range almost the entirety of the game. George Ranch outscored the Tigers 11-2 in the first quarter, outscored them 12-11 in the second quarter and lead I'll score them 12-9. Pardon me. So it is 23-11. So outscored them 12-9. Picked up a few more points in that lead. They lead by 12 points. Leading scorer for George Ranch, Savannah Velasquez with 8. She got all of those points in the second quarter on 4 baskets. Then it's Jaden Dunn with 7. 2 three-pointers and a free throw. And then 2 each by Emilian Fowler, Rachel Okoye, Izzy Little, and Gabby Owens. That's where the 23 points comes from that George Ranch has. Through halftime, they committed 17 turnovers in 2 quarters of play. On the other side of the scorebook, 5 points by Aubrey Ridenour and 4 points by Alana Thompson, 2 by Asia May, and that is the 11 scored by the Katy Tigers. They've committed 15 turnovers in 2 quarters of play. And as we alluded to several times during the first half, you can be sure that both coaches are talking to their players about turnovers, about giving up the basketball. We went through a period, maybe about 30 seconds, maybe a minute of clock time, where the ball was going back and forth, either being thrown away by one team or another, or stolen away by one team or another. And that happened to both clubs, as you can tell by the total. Take another break here. When we come back, it'll be time for the third quarter. You're listening to live George Ranch High School women's basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Honey, isn't it amazing?
What?
The sacrifice, the dedication, the grit. I mean, they really set an example, don't they?
Oh, well, no question. Today's high school athletes are truly special.
Not the athletes.
Well, who?
The officials.
Oh.
Today's student athletes are truly special. But there's something pretty great about the men and women who officiate their games, too. Like the way they're giving back to their communities. Officiating is a terrific way to stay in shape, meet new people, and stay connected to the game you love. But the biggest reason of all? We need more qualified high school officials here in Texas. And without them, the rest of us would have a whole lot less to cheer about. High school games need officials. High school sports need you.
Great call, Ralph!
Yeah!
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports at ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
All right. Thank you, Brett Dolan. Back at George Ranch High School, the Longhorns will inbound it on the far side, this time moving left to right across your radio dial, your laptop, your desktop, your tablet, however you're listening to us tonight. We're glad you joined us for Lady Longhorns basketball. Longhorns lead by 12 starting the third quarter. To Emilian Fowler out top. Now to Jaden Dunn. Izzy Little. Little. Right-hand dribble coming this direction at George Ranch. Now to Fowler. To Gabby Owens. And Owens travels with the basketball. In a little bit of a hurry to get down the lane. Did not put the ball on the floor. This one stolen away by Jaden Dunn. In on the left side for the layup for Jaden Dunn. Jaden with 9 points on the night. 25-11. Biggest lead, again, is 14. Alana Thompson will inbound right in front of the scorer's table here at Longhorns Gym. Cross court to Thompson. Three-pointer on the way. Hits the front iron. No good. Rebound. Izzy Little dishes it off to Velasquez. Velasquez, right-hand dribble down the lane. Good pass underneath to Gabby Owens, who lays it up and in. Owens with 4 points. We're not keeping assists, but another one by Savannah Velasquez. We are keeping turnovers, and the Tigers just turned that one over. Alana Thompson with the basketball ahead to Asia May. May to Thompson. She drives the lane. No good. Puts one up short. The outlet pass to Velasquez. And again, a turnover called. The second or third time Velasquez has been called for traveling. And Coach Pierce gives the referee the palms up like, what are you talking about? But what he's talking about is a turnover for George Ranch, number 19 on the night. All right, around the horn to Bella Guyman. Top of the key in the corner to Asia May. May, couple dribbles, now cross court to Bella Guyman. To Jagetti. Three-pointer on its way, and that one's good by Aubrey Ridenour. She's got 8 points, her second three-pointer of the night. Into Gabby Owens. Turn around, little left-handed hook shot is no good. Cleared off the boards by Ridenour. She gives it ahead to Bella Guyman, who puts up the shot. No good. Momentarily rebounded by Jagetti. Now a scramble for the basketball underneath. And a jump ball is called. We'll see where the award goes to. Looks like the award will go to the Katy Tigers. Finally, they flip the arrow on the scoreboard. All right, inbound to Ridenour. Another three-pointer on the way. Off the iron, no good. Jagetti with the rebound. Back out to Ridenour. Now to Alana Thompson. 5:15 left in the third quarter. Longhorns by 13. On the right side to Asia May. She drives the baseline. Puts one up, way too strong. Rebounded by Izzy Little. Little ahead to Jaden Dunn. Dunn out to Velasquez.